You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, your energetic host for today.
Indeed, and my name is Rob, hopefully equally as energetic. Certainly happy to be here. Certainly very happy that you're here with us, as always, every single day. Appreciate it. We have a really, well, I'm going to call it a Ken question, because he comes up with some pretty interesting questions.
Definitely comes up with some interesting ones. All right, well, before we get into it, don't forget the Drone You Fly In, the second annual conference that we're having. It's practical flight-based missions. You better hurry and sign up for two reasons. Number one, it's filling up. And number two, the early bird discount goes away May 15th. That is very soon. Very, very, very soon. So go sign up right now, droneyouflyin.com. Check it out.
By the way, I don't think we've mentioned in many of these spots, if any, maybe early on when we started talking about it, there's only 100 spots available, right? Because we want to make sure everybody has ample time to fly, engage, network. And so obviously not a lot of spots there.
Definitely.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Came from New Jersey again. I just wanted to start off by saying thanks for all you guys are doing, answering the questions, and a lot of the feedback that is being distributed through the Facebook page. Everything's been great, and it's actually got my juices flowing for some innovations that I've submitted to my company, either ideas for patent ideas or new technology that we could develop, and they've actually gotten back to me and asked me for value proposals and potentially going to give me a budget to maybe do some research, internal, some IRAD dollars and stuff to further some of these ideas. So just wanted to say, you know, some of the credit goes to you guys and everything that you guys provide as a community, both technical and business. So today's question anyway is, I've been looking into the hydrogen fuel cell technology, and the question I have about the logistics is, if you happen to have a drone, industrial drone that has a hydrogen fuel cell generator, and you've got your small tanks of compressed hydrogen as your fuel, logistically, how are you going to get those tanks either empty or full of hydrogen from point A to point B if you're not driving them yourselves? So if you would need to ship them, or you need to carry them onto a plane, I'm assuming that if I have a GPC case with three tanks in there, TSA is going to stop and be like, what the hell is that? And no way are you getting on the plane with that. And also, when you get to your work site and you burn through all your hydrogen, where do you get more? I mean, it's not like you go back to your hotel and they're going to have a tank of hydrogen there that you can fill up your mini tanks for your UAV. So just wondering logistically, what, if anything, is going on in the industry regarding the source of hydrogen fuel or gas for hydrogen fuel cells? I know it's kind of a random question and a little off the wall, but you guys seem to know some detailed insider information. So I'm just wondering if you got any insight on that. Love to hear about it. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks for the kudos. We really do appreciate it. It sounds like you work for a pretty cool company and have some cool people running that company that are allowing you to do some of these things. Sounds like
a blast. I love, like, he's kind of like Jason down in Florida, where they have companies where they do UAS, and like, he's literally paid to research and implement UAS. And that is so cool.
It is cool. Yeah. All for the betterment of that company, I'm sure, and the kind of products that company puts out and the kind of services that company provides. So what a cool thing to be a part of. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for hydrogen you. Fuel cells. That's
Go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever you
got to
say.
I
got
to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, me too. All right, bye.
That's been a good show. I don't know why we did this one.
There is a lot of regulation when it comes to shipping gas containers. In most cases, it depends on the type of gas container that it is. So there are different classifications for gas containers. And you have to utilize a UN type of shipping container, depending on the type of gas it is, whether it's flammable gas, non-flammable gas, or toxic gas. There are different classifications, and shipping gas containers nine times out of 10 is going to be extremely problematic in the ways that we are used to consumer shipping. That being said, I just before I even go any further, Rob, as far as what the actual regulations are on shipping gas containers, I just want to say, based off the research that I've done this morning on this, it just seems really cost prohibitive to even get into hydrogen-based propulsion systems.
At this point, we're just not quite there yet.
I don't see how it's making it on the airplane at the airport,
right?
Number one. You can ship gas cylinders if they meet certain qualifications and they're in a certain type of container. It can be done. But in most cases, it's done by a professional shipping company. And then,
which again is going to be very expensive.
And then again, I mean, you could also see if maybe whatever type of hydrogen container is being used for that drone, if it's a standardized size, because there are companies like Airgas. And the only reason I know about Airgas is because I did an internship with a company called Cardinal Health. In there, here, this is where Rob's mind is going to be blown. In there, accounting department.
I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need some sort of proof.
Cardinal Health, accounts receivable and accounts payable, summer of 09 at Cardinal Health. Yep, believe it or not.
I'm going to be making a phone call later.
Please do. I can call my manager, too. She'll tell you how energetic and how much I hated it.
You probably wouldn't even put it on your resume. You don't want people to know.
Don't trust me with counting money. No, I literally...
Spending it, yes.
I would be in the job and writing out all the... Like, just verifying bills for people like Airgas who would ship containers to different people. So I know that a company like Airgas, which is just totally random that I would have this knowledge, a company like Airgas could supply you with containers if they do sell that type of gas. So that is one potential vendor that you could use. That job, Rob, was one where I would be like, yeah, invoice looks good, boom. And then go on like Drudge Report for 30 minutes and then go back to the next one. No, because really? You only had to do like 12 per day, and I could literally do them in like, I could do all of them in like an hour and a half, but I had to be there for 10 hours. So I always had to be like, okay, well, I don't want to set because if I set the bar too high, everyone would hate me in the office.
Oh yeah, can't have that.
You know, so yeah. I was like, all right, I'll do my 12. And then when I did
bring
them all
to the
in an hour, and my manager was like, why aren't you doing anything? It's like, well, the quota is 12. That took me like 90 minutes, and I'm done now. Can I go home?
And get paid?
Yeah, straight up.
Wow. They must have had money burning holes in that company's pockets.
It's not efficient at all. Wow. And that's actually, if people want to know the real problem with healthcare, look at the middlemen companies, because we would buy syringes from a company and take the price from like $1.05 and make it $8 a syringe. So, I mean, like, I think the big issue is competition and supplies and materials pricing in healthcare. Just something I noticed.
And I'm sure that's right up there at the top of a lot of issues with healthcare. So, shipping these things is not going to be easy, taking it on a plane,
it
obviously.
It is possible, but you have to get certain containers. They cannot have gas in them, and it's really expensive.
And it's not like there's hydrogen fuel cell stations. So, as far as filling these things up or renewing them or whatever it's called, that's clearly not going to be a simple thing.
See, I wonder how many FBOs at these small airports actually have hydrogen gas available, because what about all the balloons that are flying? You know, where do they go? Because you're not going to go to Party City and be like, hey, I need some hydrogen. Like, sir, we have helium. We don't have hydrogen. Balloons run on helium, not hydrogen. Thanks. So the FBOs probably don't have hydrogen. So I'm just going to probably throw that out there. But I mean, long and the short of it, this just does not seem like a good idea. And this may be a really significant problem for companies that are trying to get in alternative fuel drones.
Yeah, and that's the point with this particular case for Ken, is that he's more of in an R&D situation.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that maybe he's on the leading edge of trying to figure out how to use these in UAV systems. But heck, I'm interested to know what he learns, frankly.
Yeah, true. But anyway, that is going to do it for us today on That Bombshell. If you have a question, go to AskDroney.com. Please leave us a review so other people can hear the show as well. But that's going to do it. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.